guys look like flamingos at Hialeah Racetrack. Got one leg up, one leg. Told me they named this song after you, Marquise. He's a bad mamma jamma. Is that what that? There you go. That's the way you want to get it, right there. But Neil, step back to the ball. Don't fall away from the ball. Step back to the ball.
That's wide receivers coach Jerry Sullivan mic'd up at practice Thursday. Look for the full Jags Wired feature early next week right here on Jaguars.com. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back in the practice field. Final practice of week two of organized team activities on Thursday morning. The major storyline continues to be the development of second-year quarterback Blake Bortles. And Gus Bradley said after practice, you can really see the progress he's making. And he also added that the installation of the new offense is moving along a little faster than he thought it would. And the entire team is further along at this point in the offseason than they were just 1 year ago. And a big reason for that is Bortles. And the quarterback has put the work in this offseason, but still remains his own biggest critic.
He's always been really hard on himself. And I think that if he struggles, he takes it personal rather than day. Just it's part of it. It's part of it. I think he's dealing with that part much better. He just seems more mature. I know he's enjoying the coaching staff that he's working with, but they're really, really challenging him. It's almost like it's never good enough. But I think that's what Blake loves about it.
A few notes from Thursday's OTA practice. Another player Bradley singled out was wide receiver Allen Robinson. He's been participating in individual drills this week and could see some time in team drills as early as next week. Robinson is coming off foot surgery from a foot fracture last year. Defensive tackle Roy Miller getting closer to getting back on the field. He has spent the offseason rehabbing alongside Cindric Marks and said in the locker room today that he could be back maybe next week. And keep an eye on rookie safety James Sample out of Louisville. Bradley said after practice, he's getting better every day and looks comfortable in the defense. And Gus also added that Sample could see some reps with the first team soon. Time to hear from senior correspondent Brian Sexton. The theme around the Jaguars, of course, is competition. And never has that mantra been more real than this year.
Too often when we hear a coach speak, it's, well, coach speak. You know the buzzwords as well as I do. And none is more frequent at this time of year than competition. Jags coach Gus Bradley is all about competition, and he's never backed down from the term, even with a roster that, in all honesty, was less than competitive. Watch the Jags in individual drills this summer. You'll know that Bradley's words have, in his tenure, never been more real. Mercedes Lewis follows a fingertip catch in the back of the end zone with a leaping one-hander in the middle of the field. Thank you, Julius Thomas, for raising the bar. Marquise Lee never stops moving on the practice field, and he isn't even practicing. Lee hurt his knee in May and is actively rehabbing during OTAs as he watches Allen Robinson finally getting back on the field. Stefan Wisniewski, 2 months from taking part in drills, but you wouldn't know it by watching him. I've never seen a guy line up just away from the offensive line and work with the same energy and effort. And these are just but three examples. There are too many to list. Dave Caldwell and Bradley have a much more talented roster in year three than in year two. This is easily the best group the Jags have had since 2007, and that's saying a lot. They're far from a finished product, but for the first time in a long time, they look like they're going to be a competitive team week in and week out. It's not coach speak to talk about competition in Jacksonville in June.
Thank you, Brian. Of course, that competition continues next week. Competition on the radio tonight, Jaguars Thursday. Tony Roselli, Jeff Loggum, and myself, 6 o'clock on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. The Jaguars are back in the practice field Monday for the 7th of 10 organized team activities workouts. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.